dignity through the kind of empowerment of the community, being able to have access to simple things like, you know, a farmer's market, etc. We work with the city. We were working more than just architects. We were working strategically with the city to activate many things. There's a rule in New York that you can't inhabit roofs in public buildings. We managed to get Amanda Burton at the time to overturn it for this building so that we could create the urban farms. We created a public plaza that we didn't have to make. We could have actually built density on it to allow a farm, an urban farm, a farmer's market to reside on the front. We then worked with, you know, this is a desire by the client, but then we found an arts institution in Harlem that would help them invent a children's museum. And we talk about this notion of the building not having a singular purpose. Most of the ghettos in inner cities are single-purpose buildings, which basically concentrates the same type of people in one building, which creates not the upward mobility,